Well, there's a coalition of organizations and rights groups that are organizing these demonstrations. The biggest one, the ACLU, which most of our viewers will know, they're the main driving force behind it. But they have called for an entire weekend of protests across the country. Around 1,000 of them or so expected. There was one here in DC, just down by the White House there a little earlier that we were at. But the big one here that we are expecting is going to be taking place on Sunday, when protesters will be gathering near the National Mall before walking down towards the headquarters of ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That's part of the Department of Homeland Security. But the biggest one by far that we've seen on Saturday is in Minneapolis, where that shooting of Renee Good took place just a few days ago. There have been hundreds of protesters gathering in a central park there before then moving on and marching through the streets along past the site of where Renee was fatally shot just a couple of days ago. People chanting her name, shouting justice for Renee. And there's also a vigil being held there with a significant amount of flowers and candles being placed at the site where she was fatally shot. So there for now have been mostly peaceful. There have been a couple of pepper balls fired towards protesters. That mainly, though, outside of an ICE detention facility inside of Minneapolis, which has really become a flashpoint of these demonstrations, as that is where these officers come face to face with the protesters who are protesting their stay in Minneapolis.